Our topic is finding clarity. Finding clarity. And I think even just this, what we've already started to experience, that clarity isn't always going to be something, and actually I think rarely is something that happens from outside and is given to us. I think it's more when we start to tap within ourselves to understand where we're at and what we want, that we start to get clear about the direction we want to step in. Instead of waiting for it to happen to us, we let it go through us. Does that make sense? But to do that, we actually have to start to feel. And even in this practice, you may have noticed, some of you, if there was any resistance or there were places that you couldn't quite feel into, or possibly distractions that started to come up where the mind had its conditioning. And so often in life, that's the case. We're looking for clarity, but certain conditions or traumas or histories, things that we've been holding on to, they pull at us. And we're like, I want to go. Wait, maybe I should do this first. And all the time we hit these hurdles, and instead of realizing that if we just stayed looking forward, trusting the capacity of our body to leap past the hurdle, but instead we stop and analyze it. You guys know what I'm talking about with that? We're walking through life and all of a sudden we hit these speed bumps or these challenges and we're like, oh, well, let me take it apart and figure out why it's there and what happened and how it got placed there. And we try to figure all these things out and analyze it, calculate it. That's going from the mind. And the funny thing is, the mind can only be reflective. It can only take from the past and project it forward and say, well, this is what happened before, so most likely this is what will happen. But if something new is in your desire, something that you want to move forward into an experience or a being that is different than what you have been, then you have to invite the novelty of not using the mind, because the mind will only look at the past, but step a little bit courageously into the unknown of possibility. I like saying it that way because a lot of times we're like, the unknown, we get all scared. But it's the unknown of possibility. So often when people are stuck in something, they get so focused and so concentrated and so close to the issue or the challenge that they're having that they lose all perspective of the possibilities. And then they go around being like, I can't find clarity. Well, of course not. You're like this, looking at the thing. You gotta zoom out a little bit. Start to see the whole perspective. What else is possible? But to do that means to maybe step a little bit out of the comfort zones that you've gotten used to. Because we focus in as a way of actually survival. It's part of our biology, right? Part of our fight or flight mechanism is not just to either, you know, fight or flight and adrenaline comes up, but it's also our senses get really acute. And all of a sudden we're like zoning in on the challenge or the problem or the danger so that we can avoid it. But that means that in that moment you've just zoned out of everything else that was possible. And so one of the first things I always share with people, whether it's in these talks or clients that I work with, I've got a healing center down the street, I always share the idea of what would happen if before you even started looking for clarity, you checked in to see if you felt safe. Because if you're not feeling safe, you won't find clarity. You're too busy surviving. Does that make sense? And most of the time, that's where we're at. We're busy trying to survive, avoiding the dangers that we're perceiving in life, and sometimes the real dangers. Even sometimes when we have that uneasiness coming up, the emotions that want to well up and move through us, a mindset that goes, no, not right now, it's not convenient, and pushes it down, doesn't allow for the clarity, because again, you're trying to control it by pushing things down, getting close to it, analyzing it, or quarantining it. I think we do that a lot. Can you guys relate? That we take the things that we're afraid of or we're avoiding and we try to isolate it into a little place and we go, okay, I'm going to keep it there where I can see it and I can kind of control it. And how well does that work out? Eventually you can't control it. It builds up and builds up and builds up until it erupts. And personally, I love when emotions are revealed, because it tells me that we got in somewhere deep and let some of the pressure go. And it also means that in that moment, there must have been some form of safety that allowed the emotion to rise. And so we start to play with this whole idea of what it is to really find clarity, not by seeking more information outward. That just accumulates more things. It makes it harder. It's like you're in a haystack looking for the needle, and you're like, let me add some more hay. It's not going to work out well. But instead, to just be present with the hay. Be present with the possible needles. And sometimes those needles, they poke you, don't they? You're sticking your hand in the haystack, you're like, I'm looking for the... Ow! I'm not even looking in that haystack anymore, it hurts. Sometimes finding the clarity in life is more about allowing yourself to feel whatever you're feeling and not fighting it. Not stopping it. Allow it, because that is giving you the clarity. It's kind of like if you went up to a friend and you asked them and you could tell something was up and you're like, hey, how are you? And they're like, I'm fine. Things are good. It's a good day. And you're like, well, I don't know about that. We're doing it to ourselves all the time. Something's coming up, whether it's emotion or challenge or stress or tension, whatever it is. And our mind is like, no, no, I'm fine. I don't have time for that. I have to keep going and do this and do that. Take a moment to pause, to breathe, and feel. Because almost immediately the clarity will be there for you. From a guidance of your own system, your own body, your own senses. Now, I'm not saying that that clarity is always going to be the thing that you want to hear or feel. See, that's the tricky part. We want the clarity to be something blissful and wonderful and gives us the solution to the things that we're challenged by. But sometimes the clarity is just the acceptance of what is there in that moment. Not denying the reality of it. It doesn't mean you have to stay there. It doesn't mean you have to like it. But just accept that it's the reality in that moment. Because only until you do that, you don't have anywhere to step from. You guys get what I mean with that? So often we're afraid to even get present to this moment long enough to understand that we're standing in it. No matter where your mind has projected to or reflected back to, you're here in the now. And whatever's coming up in the now is the reality. Now you can be there and start to work with it from that place only. An example I can give of this, I've shared in some of my other talks. It's like a lot of times people come to Bali and they come with this intention of just being here for vacation, maybe a couple weeks. Maybe some of you had that intention and you're really already realizing you might stay longer. And then they'll be like, I could live here. I think I'm going to live here. And they decide it, they extend, they get into like their second month, they get really excited, like, okay, I'm doing it, I'm canceling my flights, I let go of my loft or my apartment back there, and I'm doing it, I'm going to live in Bali. And then they stay, and then the third month comes around and they realize their budget wasn't planning for more than 2 months. And they start to freak out. They're like, how am I going to stay here? Oh my God, what am I going to do? What do I do? Ah! And often I'll run into these people because it's easy to know who they are. They're the ones that are running around like really stressed in paradise. And I go, what's going on? They're like, I don't know how I'm going to stay here. I'm going to like maintain my lifestyle and my livelihood. And I left my job and now I'm here. And oh, and I go, okay, well, let's one step at a time. How much money do you have left? Well, I don't know. I don't even want to look at my bank account. Not accepting the reality of this moment. Not getting clarity of where you're at right now. But so busy in the panic of where you're going without knowing where you're at. A lot of times, especially actually when people are coming out of or have unexpected changes in their lives where the plan didn't go the way it wanted. And I think often, especially coming out of relationships when we have these breakups, people are always looking for closure. Can you guys relate? Like, ever had that? You come out of the relationship, you're like, I just need closure. I just need the clarity to know that it's done and why and this and that and go on. And I've worked with a lot of people in this, and I've realized that most people aren't looking for clarity of what happened. They're looking for clarity of two things. One, it's a resistance to the fact that the plan changed. And the plan changing means all of a sudden, where you were already years in advance thinking about this wonderful life you were going to have, and now it's changed, and you don't want to face the reality that it's changing in this moment. You're like, no, I'm going to stay over here Or maybe I'll go all the way to back to the very beginning of the relationship and be like, it was so good. What happened? I don't know. Get to the place that you're at right now and just look at those facts of where you're at and how you're feeling and start to check in with it there. Now, that's the other thing I often notice when it comes to closure and relationships is we want to know that it meant something in our lives, in the lives of the other. And the most important thing is just to know what it means to you now. Whatever it meant in that moment. That moment's gone. Now you're in this moment. Feel into what it means to you now, how you would like it to mean to you. It's even more powerful. So clarity is about coming into this moment, understanding where you're at, how you're at, what you're feeling. And then also realizing, this is really, really important, realizing you have the power to choose where you step to from here. You have the power to choose where you go from here. I say that a couple times because I know I'm saying it, and I know some of your brains right now are like, yeah, I have to wait to see what's going to happen. No, you choose what's happening next. This is so powerful when you realize that you're the one who has that power. So often we're really waiting. We're waiting for that closure. We're waiting for a job. We're waiting for that particular loved one. We're waiting for that opportunity. And then we think we can go forward towards something. You can go forward towards it immediately if you know what it is. And that's really the question, I think, when we ask about clarity, what we're trying to figure out is, what do we want? We've gotten so good at knowing what we don't want, what we're avoiding, what we're afraid of, what feels threatening, that we've not given so much time to actually moving in the direction of what we desire. This happens quite often when I ask my clients. I always ask the same question. I ask my wife this too, and she asks me every time whenever we're getting into any kind of heated conversation. We just go, what do you want? Sometimes we get lost in conversations with people where we're in these right or wrong ego mentalities, and then you just bring it back by going, what do you want? And the response is almost universal. People will be like, well, I don't want to struggle anymore. And I don't want to feel pain. And I don't want to be poor. And I don't want to, you know, be sick. And I don't want this. And I don't want that. And I don't want, whoa, that's everything you don't want. What do you want? Was the question. Even now, some of you are nodding. You're like, yeah, I was listing all the things I didn't want right now in my head. And when I really ask, what do you want? The brain is like, is that a trick question? What do you mean by that? Like, what do you really mean? I mean, what do you want? And often the response after that will be, I don't know. Well, never really considered it. I was so busy running away from the things I didn't want. What do I want? Oh, I don't know. Blank. But you know what? I think we do know what we want. I think every single one of us is perfectly clear about what we want. Otherwise, why are you disappointed when you don't get it? Why is there friction when it doesn't go to the plan? You know what you want. What you may not have recognized and realized is that you have permission to have what you want. You have permission to have what you want. Now, even as I say that, I can still see, I'm watching your facial expressions. It's very interesting from up here. And I can see some of you are like, yeah. And then I can tell the little voice in the back of your mind was like, but it's not that easy. I can't just decide what I want and then be able to have it. Why not? I'm not saying it's going to poof, just be there like a genie, get granted your wish. But I'm saying you can have it. You might have to walk towards it. You might have to do a little bit of effort, but you can have it. You're worthy of it. You see, when we deny the permission, it's because some part of us has already said, you know, I want that, and I see other people, they have that, they're so happy, and I really wish I could have that, but I'm not so lucky. I haven't done enough. I haven't struggled enough. I haven't achieved enough. I'm not old enough, young enough, smart enough, dumb enough, whatever it is to have that. We make all these excuses. And every single one of those excuses is another straw of hay on the stack, and you're losing your needle. So what if you just said, yes, yes to the possibility, I can have that. Why not? If somebody else can, if it's available in the world, even if it's not available in the world, those are the best ones. You can still have it. And I'm going to give you guys a super secret ninja strategy. Love doing that. What you want, almost always, comes down to what you want to feel. It's not a thing, it's not an achievement, it's not even technically an experience. It's what you want to feel in that. It's just what you want to feel. Some of you, I see it right now, you're starting to feel. It's almost like we cracked through the dam and we're getting in there to the place of permission that allows you to choose. There was mentioned earlier from one of you that you want to make sure your heart doesn't close. Some of the rest of you just want to open your heart more. You're focused on loving in every moment of your lives. And all of this requires that in every moment that there is a sense of aversion, contraction towards that which was, that you remind yourself that you have permission to have what can be. I'm going to say that again. That every time there's a contraction, an aversion towards that which was, you can remind yourself that you have permission to move towards what can be. Finding clarity is all about finding truth in you. Knowing what's real individually. Not as a collective, not as a consensus, not as a mass consciousness or society, but what's true for you? Because each one of us has our own individual truth, our own way of seeing life, our own perspectives of it. And funny enough, the more that we own that and the more authentically you express the desire of those things that are true to us, the more easily we harmonize with the desires of others. But if we're busy in the denial of that permission to actually move towards and request those things in our lives, or to allow the clarity of it, the more we start to manipulate and deceive and go in indirect ways, and then we get into disharmony. Challenges. What if what we want might not really be what we need? Well, we have to first get really clear about what needs and wants are, right? And I think a lot of times we confuse the two. Needs, at least the way that I would define it, is what allows you to survive. Right? We need air to breathe. We need water to hydrate. We need food for nutrition. And to a good extent, we need community for happiness and joy, just to bring that into our essence. But everything else is a want. And so are we just meant to be walking the line, only the things that we need? You can sit at home, you eat your food minimally, a little bit of drink minimally, take just as little bit of breath as you need to. Or do you want to live life fully? And so when you ask the question, what if the things that we want might not be what we need? Well, the needs should already be taken care of before you're even dealing with the wants. But at that point, wonderful, you have the freedom to give yourself permission towards it. That makes sense? Now, you might be defining need in the sense of, well, I want to go travel and I want to be here in Bali, but I need to take care of certain things at home, or I need to pay my bills, or I need to this. I can't just go and have fun and do whatever. Possibly. Depends on what you really need and what you really want. And then the more that you do that, and this is what I was talking about, the harmony of things. The more you actually put out in expression the things that you truly want in life, the more you'll find the pieces and resources and support that allows you to do it the way you would like to do it. Now again, it doesn't mean that it's a snap of the fingers and it poof happens. But in the expression and the movement, thank you, towards, you start to cultivate and build and create that which you desire. And there's a really important distinction here to realize. When we take the time to actually, one, give ourselves permission for the things that we want, express that, and move in our own action, that makes us accountable towards it, to allow it to build, what we're doing is we're actually bringing it towards us, walking towards it. We're not taking it from life or others. And I think that's what really creates the conflict when we're trying to figure out, yeah, but I can't just do the things I want because I need this and that. The need, I think, is a thought of like, I can't do that when somebody else doesn't have this or is counting on me for that or this or that. That would be if you just took it and you were, let's say, selfish about it and you just went without consideration. But when you communicate then you can work together towards these goals. One of our biggest wants in life is to people please. Right? Whether it's family or friends or partners or strangers, like a part of our survival mechanism is, and it's not a need, but it's just part of that survival mechanism that says, if I'm not pleasing the people around me, especially those who raised me and protected me or that I count on to provide for me in some way, emotionally or physically or however, if I'm not doing that, they'll abandon me and then I'm going to die. Now, are you going to die? Probably not, right? We're in this exchange of life. I'll share with you guys a story, a personal story that talks to this. So many, many years ago, before I came to Bali, I've been here in Bali for about 15 years. Before that, I grew up in San Diego, California. And I think I was in college at the time. I had my own apartment. And every so often, I'd go back and I'd visit my mom and my sister who were living together. And when I would, we'd always get into these big fights and big things because I wanted to live my new life like I was independent and free. I'd traveled a little bit, like I had changed. And they wanted to see me as the person they'd always known. And so I started telling them, I said, I can't be myself when I'm there. Like, I don't know why, but I just like don't feel comfortable and this and that. Well, who are you? They would ask. And I said, I don't know. I didn't realize at that point that who you are is what you choose and what you want. And I didn't know. I knew what I wanted. And so I kept saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And then one day, I'm on a phone call with my sister. And it started to get really heated and emotional. And she was crying and yelling at me. She's like, I don't get why you're not just yourself. We're your family. You should be safe here. You should feel good and be able to just be who you are, whatever you are. We wouldn't judge you. And something happened. I don't know why or how. Maybe it was just because I was deeply asking myself, who am I? That this clarity, literally like the clearest of all clear, like I felt one with everything. And I sat there, I was on the phone, had this big smile on my face, my poor sister still yelling at me, and I'm just like, and I said, hey, I think I figured it out. I know why I can't be myself when I'm there. I know why I feel like you wouldn't accept it. She said, well, why? Because I don't need you. Click. She hung up. My mom called back a few moments later. She's like, what did you say to your sister? I said that I don't need you. My mom was more understanding, luckily, because she kind of goes, what do you mean by that? And I said, I can't explain it right now, but I can't wipe the smile away from my face. I feel more relieved and more open and more free than I ever, ever have. I have like joy just coursing through my system right now. And my mom was like, I think I understand. I'm happy for you. Now, it took me 2 years to figure out what the heck I meant when I said, I don't need you. You see, when we apply need, not really to something that's about our survival, and we often do that in our relationships and connections with people. When we apply need there, we create so much pressure and so many barriers to actually connecting. Because we're so busy trying to meet the expectations, to people please, to do all these different things. And in all of that, we lose our own clarity because we're just listening to theirs and trying to meet it. And eventually we build resentment and bitterness instead. So when I said to my sister and my whole family at that time, I don't need you, what I meant was, finally, that's out of the way and I can appreciate you. I can love you fully because I don't have this pressure of expectation in the way anymore. Now, I'm saying that, and especially to your question, you might come to that realization, you might walk out of here and be like, oh, okay, I feel great, like I don't have to meet their expectations or feel guilty about it or any of this, and you really don't. That doesn't mean they're going to respond that well to it. Because it takes people time to adjust to new realities. Most of the time, the things that we have defined as a need, it's because we just got used to it. It became so familiar that we thought it was a necessity. And other people thought it was a necessity of us as well. That's why when you change, when you choose something new, and you start to move in the direction of your real desires, it can be a little jarring for both you and those around you. That's why I mentioned communication earlier. Because the better you can learn to communicate the reasons and the whys and the movement that you're doing, the less reaction there might be. How to find the patience to take those steps to cultivate over time towards the thing that you want. Alright, so I'll give you a different story. This comes out of a book called No Ordinary Moments. It's It's by Dan Millman, the same guy that did The Peaceful Warrior. Great books. In it, he's talking about how his mentor invited him to climb this mountain one day. And he said, oh yeah, no, I got to show you this thing at the top of the mountain. It's amazing. You're going to love it. It's going to be the biggest lesson of your life. So much wisdom in this. Like, meet me at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And so he's like, oh, amazing. Yes, he's taught me so much already. This is going to be great. And he gets so excited. And the next morning, he's there at 5 a.m., an hour early, just like, yeah, come on. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. The whole time they're hiking up the mountain, he's so excited. He's like, oh, he's going to teach me such a great thing. This is going to be so great. So much excitement, so much joy. He gets to the top of the mountain. And he asks his mentor, he's like, okay, so what was it? And his mentor's like, that stone right there. He kind of looks at it. He's a little disappointed. He's like, I got up at 5 a.m. this morning. I came up this big, stupid hill just for a stone. And his mentor looks at him. He's like, it's so funny. You just looked at that whole journey with bitterness because your expectation wasn't met. But the whole time you were on the journey, you were in the very energy you thought you were going to get when you got here. Your expectation was already met. Does that make sense? In other words, we think, and this is the problem with why we aren't patient. We project into the future this idea of like, okay, when I get there, then I can feel the thing that I want. Because we're assigning it to the thing. But the thing is a feeling that you want. That's just the excuse you made to give yourself permission. Just give yourself permission now. And that means that every single step that you take, you're already there. It doesn't even require patience. It's instantaneous. The feeling, the manifestation of a physical, tangible something of that, that might take some time. And what that really is that you're actually manifesting, again, it's still not an achievement or an object. What you're manifesting is the stability of that feeling. And that takes the cultivation of consistency. I'm going to summarize as best I can what we've been talking about today. Our topic is finding clarity. And in that, first we took a journey internally to start to realize that clarity doesn't come from outside, it comes from inside. It's the clarity of your own desires. It's the clarity of your own knowledge and permission that you can give yourself to feel a feeling that you want. And not wait for the approval or the worthiness to say from something external that says, yeah, you deserve it now, you did enough. But rather, you can have it right from the start. Actually, you must have it right from the start. Because the seeds that we plant are the fruits that we bear. Meaning, if you're planting, ooh, misery, 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 impatience, 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 when you get to the place, you're not going to feel what you wanted because you were growing the wrong thing. But instead, what if in every step that we took, cultivating this consistency and stability of that feeling, we were in the feeling. And we were allowing ourselves to feel that, regardless of what our mind was telling us was required as a need, but that was often just a conditioned familiarity. But to realize that your wants are often the things that happen and that you have the luxury of because your needs have been met already. And that you have permission to go towards any want that you want. Just communicate if it involves others so that there's harmony. And as you do so, finding clarity becomes so, so easy. The clarity of what you want, what you do, how you are, where you are, all these things is just whatever you choose. And then allow yourself to move towards. Thank you.